lunch, we were talking about concept. So
at one point, like my confusion about the conversation is, I thought concept is, it's not real, and then it is unconditioned. But then, Kong Su-jin was saying concept, if there is no nama-rupa, will there be a concept?
There's no thinking.
If there's no thinking, of course there won't be concept.
There's no nama, no rupa, no reality. Can there be concept?
But if concept is unconditioned...
So what is concept?
Mind-made thing. It's thought, I mean, it's mind-made. That's what I always think, it's conditioned.
It's an idea.
Can it make up without reality?
Can
it make up without reality?
Cannot. But no, there are concepts that's unreal.
So concept is based on the arising and falling of realities.
Mm-mm-mm.
The nimitta.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because now uncountable number of nama and rupa arising and falling away. To have the idea mm-hmm. of something like things and people, table and so on, without the nama and the rupa, there cannot be concept.
Right.
And that's why there are the rupa nimitta, vedana nimitta, sanya nimitta, sankhara nimitta, vinyanimitta, whatever arises and falls away so fast, and what is left is only the shape and form and nimitta of everything. And when there is nimitta, the experience of nimitta, take it for something, and that is concept.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no citta, there is no concept. If there is no reality, there is no concept of citta, cetasika, or rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, vinyana, none at all. But since they arise and fall away so fast, so it brings the idea of something with that shape and form, like what is seen now is nimitta, the succession of the arising and falling away of mahaputa rupa with other rupa, condition, nimitta. And the citta does not know the reality of visible object as it is. So it appears in forms and shapes. You see that Mahaputta Rupa itself doesn't have... The Mahaputta Rupa is that which is hard, which is Patvi, Techo, Vayo, Apo. That's all. Without visible object in it, arising with it, can it appear as things, glasses and table?
Without visible object?
Mm-hmm. There are only Mahaputta Rupa without visible object. Can it appear as something? So it's like what you call Nang Yakka. It can transform into different shape. Like Mahaputta, the form Mahaputta can transform into apple and durian, different taste, different shape, different smell. See, without Mahaputta Rupa, there's no shape, no form, no smell, no taste at all. But since we talk about the smell of durian, we forget about the Mahaputta Rupa. So that is concept. When there are realities, the unknown realities as very impermanent just arise and falls away, but it can make up the idea of something when there is no understanding of it. Like now, visible object. Without the Mahaputta Rupa, there is no visible object appearing. But since there are the four Mahaputta Rupas and visible object, it transforms or changes into something permanent.
don't really understand what concept is until we understand the realities.
With our realities, there is no concept. With our realities, there's no nimitta. But the succession of the arising and falling away of realities, there are nimitta and the idea of concept of something.
So it sounds like concept depends on something. There is condition for concept to exist, right? But then why do we say concepts are unconditioned? That's the part I don't understand.
With Arpaha Bhuta Rupa, can there be concept?
No.
With Arupa, can there be concept?
No.
With Chitta, which thinks about it, can there be concept?
No.
So there are realities, different realities, because Rupa itself cannot know anything. It doesn't have concept because it cannot know, it cannot see, it cannot think.
Right. But isn't but what is thought about, what is imagined, anyati, even whether it's concept about what is real or concept about something totally unreal, it's just that which is thought about. So it doesn't arise, it doesn't fall away, because it's just that which is imagined, like in a dream.
So in that case, it's not conditioned.
It's not conditioned.
Okay, but concept itself is conditioned.
That is the concept.
Okay.
What is imagined is the concept.
The content
of the concept is unconditioned.
But
concept itself.
That's all that concept is. It's just the content that is thought about.
Right.
What is imagined, nothing else. There's nothing else to think of a pink giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a pink giraffe, it's just what is thought about. So the pink giraffe doesn't arise and fall away because it's just thought about. So the chitta rises and falls away and can think about anything. But there's never any pink giraffe.
Right.
And the same with when there's a thought about visible object, it's the same. It's just a thought.
This does not mean that when there's thinking about Jessica, Jessica is real. The thinking is real. And prior to that, the seeing is real, the visible object is real. But Jessica is just an idea.
Yeah.
It does not exist. And I wouldn't use the word unconditioned.
But
I would just say it doesn't exist, or not conditioned.
The reason I was asking is in Abhidhamma, he says there's two dharma that's unconditioned. One is concept, one is nibbana.
Mm. It just means it's not conditioned. Yeah.
Okay.
But it doesn't exist, so it cannot be conditioned.
Mm. It does exist, and it cannot be conditioned.
It's not a reality, it doesn't exist
right.
as a reality, it's just thought about.
I read this and I don't really understand it, but as understanding develops, citta turns away from conditioned dhammas towards the unconditioned. And I guess the unconditioned is nibbana, which is something I don't begin to understand and don't really think about. But could you say anything about the idea of turning towards the unconditioned?
What does it turn toward now? What does citta turn towards now?
Conditioned.
Now. Yeah. So can it understand that which is unconditioned?
No. And as so, eventually as understanding develops, when the time comes.
Right.
But now the it's
no, but,
just...
No, but I think the meaning is that understanding is a movement towards the unconditioned, because you can't... That's the path it's taking.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Distant destination.
Talking about nimitta, so we know when we talk about sankhara nimitta that each sankhara dharma has its own nimitta, its own sign, and as understanding grows, it understands the nimitta of realities. And we also know that when there is thinking attends again and again to the signs and details, and in the suttas we're warned of the danger of clinging to the signs and details, to the nimitta anupyanjana. And sometimes it's been suggested that the nimitta, when we talk about sankhara nimitta, is different from the nimitta of nimitta anupyanjana, when there's the thinking about the signs. Can one just say that each reality has its own nimitta, and then when there's thinking about the nimitta, it's just further removed from the reality, but actually it's the same nimitta?
Now what is seen?
Visible object. We know in theory.
Nimitta.
Nimitta.
Visible
object. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And when there's thinking about visible object, it's thinking about like this visible object, not that visible object.
Concept.
They're thinking about the concept, and we say the signs, the nimitta of that visible object, but it's not the sankhara nimitta anymore.
And moment of being aware of a reality, is that also nimitta of a reality?
Well, it is the nimitta of the reality, yes. Yes.
I think, because I've also thought about along the same lines, I think what Sarah's asking is that we know that Satipatthana, when it experiences a reality, it actually experiences a nimitta of reality. But we also hear about not attaching to nimitta and anupayanjana. Now that meaning of nimitta appears to be different from this meaning of nimitta. So what's the difference?
Without nimitta, can there be nimitta and anupayanjana?
Yes, so what's the difference between these two nimitta?
It depends on what you take for nimitta. Like now, at moment of being aware of a reality, it does mean that there is a moment of being aware of a reality.
No.
But the succession, the nimitta of that reality. So there is the nimitta of feeling, nimitta of rupa, visible object, nimitta of sound, nimitta of everything. And when awareness is aware, it begins to understand that characteristic as a reality. But it has to be the succession of reality as nimitta. One cannot understand one moment of citta. Seeing is different from sampatichana santira, impossible. Or even lopa, the first moment, the second moment, the third moment. No one can have such understanding. We have to understand the theoretical knowledge we bring to moment of being aware and begin to understand the characteristic of that reality. But it's the nimitta of that reality. It's not just one, like one kalapa of hardness, impossible. But later on, there can be detachment from clinging to it, and it will experience the arising and following of nimitta until no nimitta, which is the characteristic of nibbana.
And this one, this sankhara nimitta, the sign of reality, and many, many moments of reality for there to be that sign. And when there is the thinking or clinging to nimitta and upayanjana, so it's then thinking about a concept. So it's thinking about a concept about that particular nimitta. So when we're talking about clinging to the nimitta and upayanjana, it's clinging to the concept of that sankhara nimitta that has already fallen away.
More than clinging to sankhara nimitta, because of the concept.
Because many moments of thinking about it.
No, what I understand is that it's nimitta is nimitta. It's the same.
Yes.
In both contexts,
yes.
It's nimitta. It's only that in that case, there is clinging to the nimitta.
Well, I think it's more than clinging. It's there are many, many mind or processes of thinking about the concept about that nimitta. So in the first case, when there's understanding of the nimitta, it is understanding the nimitta, the reality. But then when they're thinking about it, it's thinking about the concept of that nimitta of reality that's fallen away.
So
it becomes further and further removed from the reality.
So what you're saying is that there is nimitta. Because whether it's apanya experiencing nimitta, it's also many moments.
Yes.
And same with lopa, it's many moments. But when we're talking about this second nimitta, we're talking about this many moments of lopa plus thinking about the nimitta, and then on to anupayanchana, about making a story about
yes.
that.
What about realities arise and fall away in split seconds succeedingly? So there is something like shape and form of everything as nimitta, not the actual moment of a reality arising and falling away right now. Because of the rapidity of the arising and falling away, so how can we say that this one has arisen and has fallen away and the other one succeeds instantly? See, this is what we have heard and what is now appear as nimitta, right? And by having the experiencing of nimitta and taking it for something that is concept, without nimitta, can there be concept?
So it's concept about the nimitta.
And when we have more attachment to concept as shape and form and the details, it's by thinking more about concept of it. Like there is nimitta now. Not only that, there's also concept about of nimitta.
Immediately.
And the details comes later. Mm. More and more, on and on.
So where would you put, because you sometimes refer to, for example, recognizing Ivan as distinct from recognizing Phil because of particular nimittas that are different.
And concept
concepts
too.
About the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not only nimitta, but the idea of this person, that person, and even the name, see? No name, concept and nimitta, but there is the idea of someone with name.
That comes much later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can one say, for example, in the sutta when it talks about clinging to nimitta and upayanchana, like clinging to the idea of Ivan or Phil, that actually what is being referred to is concepts about nimitta, this is actually what is meant,
mm-hmm.
rather than nimitta, because the nimitta is
yeah.
long gone, so it's actually concepts about the nimitta.
And when we talk about the two, Kun Ivan and Kun Phil, without anupayanchana, is there any difference?
Mm-hmm. No, these are the...
There is, because that's what you often say.
Same
that
shape.
It's not same, you're saying that it's not same. I mean, if we are able to distinguish, because it's not same, the nimittas are different.
But no name.
No name.
And so when there's thinking about Kun Phil with this shape and form, and thinking about Kun Ivan,
yeah,
different shape
later,
and form.
But the very suggestion that they're not same kind of implies that it happens even before thinking.
Them is thinking. They must be thinking. Because seeing cannot know the difference. Mm.
But there must be different in the visible objects that are seen. There must be different
marks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, different characteristics.
And then we take some part of visible object. I found that interesting that there's visible object, but we take some part of it.
What do you see now? What do you see now?
Ajahn.
See? Only me, not the others. What else do you see?
Tree behind Ajahn.
See, you think about that?
Yeah, yeah,
see,
yeah.
Not all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But visible object is just
right.
A snapshot.
That
which
is seen. So it depends on vitaka. When thinking things about this only that is the object.
Sure? Visible object is a snapshot.
So the recognition of what you use is sanya, right? It's the function of sanya.
Sanya marks and remembers.
When it says that sanya is the sign maker, the nimitta maker, the sign maker, because sanya arises every chitta, and it's sanya that marks and remembers the details. So is this all that's meant by sanya as the sign maker?
What's the function of sanya?
It's like a photo take this. So sanya also has the function like taking a picture.
It marks and remembers.
Yes.
So that's all that's meant by sanya as the sign maker, just that it marks and remembers.
It depends on the understanding of a reality as it is, no matter what word you use.
A friend asked me a question about sanya as the strong sanya, kira sanya's proximate cause for sati. Is this referring to sanya that arises with the sati or sanya that has arisen before? For example, one once heard and listened to the teachings previously.
What is the meaning of tira sanya?
Sanya, I think it's strong.
Okay, what is strong sanya now?
For example,
Kun Ivan says strong sanya. Kun Sukin, strong sanya.
Sanya.
It's not strong sanya of reality, of understanding.
Okay.
It does mean that all akusla sanya.
No, it must be so strong sanya arising with panya,
understanding.
With understanding that conditions sati. So is this referring to that? Sanya arising at
when
the same time as
sati. When we talk about panya, which can experience reality, does anyone mean that it's different sanya from sanya of understanding reality as it is right now?
Not different.
Okay. What is seen now?
Invisible object.
Strong sanya. Tira sanya.
Only if there's understanding of visible object, yes. So if
strong
it's
enough to understand it, that it's just a reality.
Right, okay. And so if at that moment it conditions sati, so it conditions panya at that moment.
So today, how many moments of strong sanya?
Only at moments of understanding when it conditions sati to be aware immediately.
And how can there be the understanding that sati now is aware of reality?
Only when understanding understands its characteristic, when it understands awareness that arises
instantly?
At this moment.
Instantly?
It would have to be instantly, otherwise it's only thinking about it.
I talk about right understanding, instant right understanding or strong sanya.
Well, they have to arise together, same moment.
Very little understanding and strong sanya or what?
Well, if it's very little understanding, then it's not strong sanya. So strong sanya would have to...
Only when reality appears well.
Right.
It indicates that sati has a reason.
Okay.
It's aware already. No one can do anything.
Mm.
But there are conditions for its arising to begin to understand it as a reality when it appears well.
Right. So this is the strong sanya. Yeah. So must be awareness instantly at that moment.
Could I just go back to your question about what do you see now? I said I see Ajahn, but now I think I didn't see Ajahn. I was thinking
right.
about Ajahn.
Right. So what you see?
A shape, and I think, I know that shape, that's Ajahn.
A shape of what?
Of color.
Or nimitta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there must be visible object, which arises with the four primary rupas, mahatu, Putarupa arise and fall so rapidly that there is nimitta of something, shape and form.
But the nimitta is the object of thinking. When I think about Ajahn,
right.
It's the object of thinking.
Right,
but
right.
What do I see?
Right.
And then nimitta of color.
That's why thinking about living in the world of darkness. We are now in darkness because only one reality can be seen. How dark it is, how long it is, but it appears as we are not in the darkness at all. Because the rupa, which can appear, arises and falls away, but the thinking in between does not appear at all. So it seems like we are not in darkness. But actually, citta in darkness and seeing is just a split seconds of visible object and then darkness again. And at moment of touching, heart disappear in darkness, everything in darkness. Is that right?
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. When there are mind doors in between each sense door, and only a visible object can appear only to one doorway, while the other doorway is dark. So we live in darkness, in reality. Right? Because even thinking is not light or bright in darkness too. So what can be seen is so very little among the midst of darkness. Right or wrong?
Right.
Right. So when Panya experiences that, it is a developed Panya.
Vipassana jnana.
Certainly.
And the mind door is covered
by
the sense
door. Especially the eye door.
Because it seems that they're seeing all the time. Mm-hmm. So.
And when we talk about darkness, it's not like that which is seen, light and dark, darker than that.
Can we say darker than that, or just different?
When it does not appear, no one can imagine. Mm. How.
Because now we understand dark as a visible object.
Mm. Mm.
But we don't know darkness.
Mm-hmm. When there is no visible object, mind is there. And when there is no hardness and softness, mind is there too. So imagine the darkness without all the senses object. No one in it. It's only the experiencing. So at that moment, right understanding can understand what is meant by citta, the faculty of experiencing. No shape, no form, no smell, no taste, no light.
So it sounds like the first vipassana jnana is a very big step.
Certainly.
Very big step.
Yeah. Coming conditioned by understanding, with detachment from clinging to it. Without understanding, it's impossible to have such understanding.
You
That's why Vedananupassanasatipatthana is different from Cittanupassanasatipatthana. If there is no understanding of citta as that, how can there be the development of understanding citta as not permanent? Moment. Citta arises and falls away, right?
Yes.
But when the characteristic of citta does not appear to the clear comprehension of vipassana jnana, it's only thinking about that.
As we think now about vedana and everything,
right.
You're just thinking.
Mm. Nimitta. By the term understanding, there are many levels too. For example, Now there is the understanding intellectually about realities like citta, cetasika, whisper object, and mind or sensor, but it's not the direct experiencing, different level of understanding. Because now, when citta does not appear as the object of understanding, it's just thinking about it or talking about it. That's why without the development of understanding, it's impossible to really see that it's not just intellectual understanding, because that can be directly experienced by the developed panya.
When you say that in the first vipassana jnana there's a clear understanding of the difference between sense door and mind door, they think that this means, for example, if there's awareness of visible object, that there is understanding which knows whether that awareness is arising in the sense door process or the mind door process at that moment.
Now, is the mind door process?
Many.
Does it appear as mind door process?
Well, usually, as you say, it seems that there's seeing and hearing, or it seems that there's seeing and hearing, so it's covered up because there's not enough awareness of the namas and the realities appearing in the mind or process.
And when it's vipassana jnana, it's different, because that cannot cover. The mind or covers up the sense door, because the sense door is so short, much more shorter than that.